We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
With the draft being a week away, more and more of these hypothetical scenarios are coming out with trades, right? And one involves the Chicago Bears and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Brett Future buddies.
Good
okay.
relationship. No, and we're not talking about a hypothetical trade involving the number one overall pick. They've got a couple other picks.
That would be wild.
We're talking about a hypothetical trade.
Who would they take if they went number one overall? Marvin Harrison?
What do you think of this hypothetical? This is from NFL.com. The Chiefs would get the Bears' 9th overall pick.
Okay.
And they used the draft chart, so they made sure that it's actually realistic compensation. The Bears would get the Chiefs' first-round pick this year, so 32. Chiefs move up to 9. The Bears get the Chiefs' second-round pick this year, which is pick 64. Their fourth-round pick, which is pick 131. And next year's first-round pick, hopefully that's pick 32 as well. The compensation checks out in terms of the draft chart. It's actually a realistic trade in terms of...
They actually overpay, technically. Yeah. They give up more points than it's worth in order to move up.
A 22% premium based off of the draft spot. To move up 23 spots into the top 10, and you're like, okay, well, who are they getting? In this, it says the Chiefs go and get Travis Kelce's successor.
Bowers?
Brock Bowers.
First, I thought Bowers was sliding a little bit, like past 9 a little. But
there's
beyond
a couple
that...
Mocks. Here's where I'm at on this. I just don't think the Chiefs need to trade up in the top 10. Like, I don't need to give up all that.
So Pat, put that to aside for a minute. Do you fundamentally disagree with the idea that they need to
Correct.
Get in the top 10?
Here's where I'm at on Brock Bowers anyway. If Travis Kelce privately told the Chiefs, like, hey, this is it. This is my last year. I'm giving it one more go. We're going for the three-peat. Then I'm a little more open to finding his successor, obviously. Like, a year early. And Bowers would be the nice fit for that. But if you actually think he's playing, and I know you do, for 2 or 3+ more years, we've joked,
I think
he's playing until he's 40.
I only think he's writing up his contract.
And so if you think that's how long he's playing, well, then I definitely don't need to trade up for Brock Bowers.
I'll be honest. If this was the going rate to get to 9, depending on the players that are still available, I'd do it. I'm not even kidding. I'd absolutely make this trade for the right player. Bowers might be one, but I would need more internal information about the number of years Travis Kelce was planning on playing. Travis Kelce walks in the door and he says, this is it, fellas. I'm hanging it up. I'm going to three-peat and then I'm walking out the door. Okay, Bowers. But if Rome Odunze was there and you're telling me for this exact same price, I could give up next year's first round, have the number 9 overall pick. So essentially I'm just giving up because forget this year's pick. Those are the same. Like, you're going to pick in the first round, and I'm going to pick in the first round. So I'm giving up next year's first, a second, and a fourth this year, and I got to have a Odunze with Patrick Mahomes, with Hollywood Brown, with Rashee Rice. Hell yes, I'd do it. I'd do it fast.
And in that hypothetical, and Kelce this year, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, that
I'd
would
be all over this. It's about surrounding Patrick Mahomes with weapons. That's the job of the Chiefs. The job of the Chiefs during this window is put enough people around him that they win Super Bowls or can win a Super Bowl every damn year. I'll tell you right now, with that wide receiver crew, including Travis Kelce, I'd be feeling pretty good about it.
Would you do this trade for Joe Alt?
No,
not for a left tackle, no.
That's what I wanted to ask. He'd need to be a surefire guy. He essentially is the surefire guy where he would be your Joe Thomas. He would be your left tackle of the future. You wouldn't trade. That's a lot.
Yeah,
to give up for a tackle, but that was why I wanted to ask.
Right. Going to the top 10 is unnecessary, and I wouldn't do it for a left tackle, even though I think the Chiefs should draft a left tackle at some point, and maybe even at 32. You guys know that. And Odunze, I agree with you, Cody. If you told me they had to, like, they were forced to trade up to number 9 or 10, and there's Odunze or Brock Bowers, I would actually prefer Odunze. I'm with you. But in this actual hypothetical trade, while the compensation is what it would take, it just reminds you of how difficult it is to move up. It's like yesterday we had Bink in studio and we were discussing his updated mock draft,
yeah,
which has the Chiefs trading up to what, 23 or 25, I think it was, to go and get a wide receiver. Like, the compensation to move up from 32 to even 5 spots, let alone, you know, what was it, 20 spots, that's a lot, man. Like it takes a ton to do that. And I don't think the Chiefs, knowing that you have a general manager that when he has more darts to throw at the board has been great. I'm not doing that.
I guess I'm playing around with it a little bit, but what would you want Roma Dunze at nine?
So you would give
all of that for sure if you could get a pass catcher. For nothing else.
I would seriously consider it if it was an Adunze or a Neighbors fell or something like that. Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's that much to give up for what you would be assured, in my opinion.
Because that's where they're going is 9 and 10.
Like, and again, there's still always risk. Guys who can take a ninth overall still fail. So you're taking an even bigger risk. But you know who it is. The odds of a wide receiver being a complete failure under Andy Reid are just generally kind of low. Sky Moore is the only real example. Again, I would point out, Mecole Hardman was actually he's been a decent NFL player. He's just not a great NFL player. He's a role-playing guy who's probably going to play in the NFL for 8 or 9 years, maybe 10. Like, he didn't do all that bad if you took a guy in the second round who plays 10 years in the NFL. You didn't bomb that pick. But Adunze, something like that, I'd do it. Like, if it's that, I'd do it. You take away all the risk of whatever happens with Rashee Rice. That's just washed off of the planet. You take all the risk about, like, oh, no, what do we do if Travis Kelce's gone and he's going to have this, like, number one elite-level weapon? I think we're probably good there if he's got Adunze. Like, for him, I'd definitely do it. For Bowers, if I knew, like, if Travis is out here telling me he's getting ready to be doing it, I might kick it around on that, too. Although, we pointed out, first-round tight ends and all pros, they don't go hand in hand, but tell me a guy who uses the tight end better than Andy. I mean, Travis was great before Andy showed up, but I mean, since, it's only been better.
Well, and say they do this trade for, and say it's for Adunze, they have one of the top, they have a top three receiving core, if not the best, in the entire league.
Yep.
With Patrick Mahomes.
I'd do it. I know it's a crazy trade, but if for the right player, I'd do it.
It's a lot to give
up. Not for
Olds,
not likely for Bauer, but if it were Adunze, or I don't know, like the cataclysmic result in, you know, these one or two people who think Marvin Harrison Jr. is the third wide receiver, fine. Or if it was Malik Nabers, right? If it's just one of those guys, I'd probably just do it. If it's Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., or Roma Dunze, you can have my first-round pick and next year's first-round pick and a second and fourth, and I'll go about my business.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.